It may be the announcement that changed the financial services industry. The biggest investment management company in the world says it will now routinely scrutinize what climate change will do to all the companies in its portfolios and invest accordingly. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, in just over 4.5 hours, the U.S. and China are set to sign phase one of a trade deal. And we've been reporting, we know broad brush what is in this, but we don't know details yet. Marie Keyworth of the BBC filed this for us.
The world's two largest economies have been locked in a trade war for the last 18 months. One big source of tension has been around intellectual property and who owns the rights to an idea. Drew Greenblatt is boss of Marlin Steel in Baltimore. He's been a victim of Chinese intellectual theft.
We were horrified that another entity would just literally cut and paste our secret sauce and represent that it's their concepts.
He believes the trade war has helped.
We're in a short-term situation where we have to address this. It's unfortunate that it's occurring, and I'm not happy about it, but it's about time that we protect American intellectual property.
But does China feel the same? Andy Zhe is an economist based in Shanghai.
People are really worried about this ongoing confrontation, escalation. So the perception is perhaps more important than substance.
A phase one agreement is soon to be signed and sealed, but that's by no means the end of the US-China trade war. The public is still waiting to see what's in this agreement and what will be up for grabs in phase two. I'm the BBC's Marie Keyworth for Marketplace.
Today, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear a big age discrimination case. This one was filed by an employee at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And as Marketplace's Jasmine Garst reports, when it comes to age discrimination, whether you work for the government or in the private sector can make a big difference.
Here's the difference. If you're a federal employee, Kristen Alden of the Alden Law Group says,
you only have to show that age was a factor. You don't have to show that it was the only factor.
But if you work in the private sector,
you have to show that age was the only factor. If you don't show that age was the only factor, then you can't win your case.
So if the company you work for can prove you were often late, you didn't perform well, you had a bad attitude, an age discrimination case just got a lot harder. This Supreme Court case could lead to government employees being treated more like those of private companies. According to Dan Corman, a senior attorney with the AARP Foundation, the law says
federal employers should be held to a higher standard.
A higher standard that the private sector could aspire to. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. The FTSE index in London is up 0.1%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all down by less than 0.1%. This is the week investing using environmental, social, and governance values went mainstream and big time. The biggest investment company, BlackRock, with $7 trillion of assets under management worldwide, says it will sell off holdings that are at high risk as the climate changes. The company's CEO said in an annual letter to companies, quote, "The evidence on climate risk is compelling investors to reassess core assumptions about modern finance." Joining us from an office in New York is Mark Weidman. He is BlackRock's head of international and of corporate strategy. Welcome.
Great pleasure to be here.
So this is about getting out of, say, coal or in and out of other energy companies, or is it about something bigger?
David, we think it's about a fundamental reshaping of finance. So yes, it's big. We think that sustainable investing is becoming the heart of what smart investing is going to be going forward. So we're going to talk about climate risk, but understand what we're really talking about is helping our clients achieve their financial goals. But climate risk, in particular, is an investment risk. There's a lot of mispriced risk out there in the market, rising sea levels, coastal flooding, extreme weather, future regulatory risks, taxes, carbon pricing, demand for renewables. They're all coming together and changing what the values of bonds and stocks are of companies going forward.
So you might personally be an environmentalist, but it's not just that BlackRock woke up and wants to be more environmentally friendly.
I think that's exactly right. This isn't about our personal views at all. It's about a recognition that the world is changing, that finance has to change. Risk is not just about narrowly defined financial risk. It's about environmental and social and governance risk, and making sure those are understood and looking at whether they're relatively well-priced or not.
Recently, you may have seen this, Mark Carney, the outgoing head of the Bank of England, said he wants climate change stress tests run on big insurance and financial companies over there. In a sense, is that what you're trying to do at BlackRock, evaluating the companies in your portfolios and try to figure out where have they mispriced the risk?
Going forward, how we look at risk means climate risk is at the heart of that. Whether you're an asset manager or you're an insurance company, you look at your portfolio and say, what could go wrong in a world of coastal flooding, extreme weather, or simply changing demand for, let's say, renewable technologies versus hydrocarbons? How is that going to affect the values in my portfolio? And then you actually want to move ahead of that before the rest of the world does.
Now, it's already quite popular for companies to put in a section in the annual report that talks about their sustainability. You're talking about evaluating that very carefully, going deeper than the claims that many companies make about themselves.
So, David, I think we're on the cusp of creating a new language of accounting, a new way of looking at firms' results, not just financial results, but actually looking at their particularly climate impact. And what that means is the disclosures the companies are putting out today, they're pretty high level. The metrics, the measures are still pretty vague and not very standardized. And what we've got to move to and what we're calling for is a world where a much more standardized, rigorous set of disclosures are made. And very important, whether it's a hydrocarbon company or an asset manager, we all have an impact. And this is about measuring that impact and being rigorous. And to go back to Galileo, we tend to manage what we measure.
Mark Weidman is head of international and of corporate strategy at BlackRock. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. You've been listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.